friends. This year should be a special Rabbi Shiyuchu. So Moshe Yudim Peshtin writes, so Moshe Mordechai, and Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Mordechai, and Chana Bas Bila, and the Swiss Rufus, Sarah Bas Rivka, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana. We're learning the sugi of Lochazer Shlichus Eitel Abal, the Gemara and Daf Chof Dalet Amud Aleph explains the Mishnah to be talking about a case that a woman has to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam, where the man said to her, I want you to be a shliach l'halacha until you get to the Beis Din, and then when you get to the Beis Din, you turn into a shliach l'kabbalah and you're mekabeles and you receive the get. So the Gemara says that can't be because lochazer shlichus eitel habal. And Rashi explains that a person's only considered a shliach if he can go back to the one who sends him and say, I did your shlichus, and she can't, because the moment she receives the get, she becomes the balas maisa, not the shlicha, or the shlucha. She's no longer a shliach, and therefore she can't go back to the baal and say, asisi shlichuscha. And there's a rule that you have to be able to go back to the sender and say, I did your shlichus. But here she can't, because she's no longer the shliach. Before she returns. And this has been the subject of much discussion over the generations. What is the sinyan of shlichus? That you have to be able to go back and say, asisi shlichuscha. The ikar is that b'shas maisa you did the shlichus. Why do you have to be able to go back and say, asisi shlichuscha as a shliach? As long as you did what she did, she did what she had to do. She went to the Beis Din. And there she accepted her get as a shliach l'kabbalah. Why does she have to go back and say asisi shlichuscha as a messenger? And here the Gemara says it doesn't work because she's no longer a messenger. Here she's the balas hamaisa. She's the woman receiving the get. Before she returns. So that's the kasha. In the Torah's Gittin, in Evin Ezer, in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, Siv Katan Aleph, he explains the gedder of Chazal Shlichus Eitzel Abal, Shezeh Poshu, Deloi Shayach Shia Shliach Shlich Lekabola. Shliach l'halacha b'yachad. A person can't be both a shliach l'halacha and a shliach l'kabbalah. He can't be both. Does ain't kind of seen a klal? The miman kibel makabel l'minoisein. Then there's no nesina. Because who did you receive from and who did you give it to? A person can't be both. At the same time, because there has to be on a scene in a Kabbalah, and if you're both at the same time, there's not a scene on Kabbalah. So it must be that there has to be a hafkah of the shlichus lahalacha, and then afterwards to be a shlichus la Kabbalah. And if so, kevin to be eis haKabbalah, kvar einu shlich lahalacha, since this is the Torah's Gittin speaking, since at the time of Kabbalah, the person is no longer shlich lahalacha. So you know what comes out? Memela she'eno makabel me'abal, elika makabel me'agabe akarka. Now this person's turning into a shliach l'halacha, le'kabbalah, and therefore, when the person turns themselves into a shliach l'kabbalah, they're not receiving it from the baal anymore. It's like taking it off the ground. The Gitech Mabia Karka isn't a get. And that's also the Chazanish's explanation, Evidence of Simon Koftal Tziv Kot and Chaf Aleph. That there's a Mekabel Gito Meal Gabia Karka. Because this person's transformed magically from being a Shliach LaHalacha into a Shliach LaKabbalah. And therefore, Be'esa Kabbalah, at the moment of Kabbalah, they're not receiving it from the Baal. they're receiving it from nowhere, from the karkas kibiyachol. And to take your get from the ground, 100% on the ground, doesn't work. However, it's difficult to say that that's pshat in the Gemara. Gemara doesn't give any remez. It's tliki. The Gemara knows what tliki dechmar beakarka is. Doesn't say anything about it. Rashi also doesn't say anything about tliki dechmar beakarka. So that's a difficult mahalach to support. So therefore, says Hakohen Gadol Rabbi Abba Berman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, as follows. We're going to go on his derech. That the chisaron is not tliki dechmar beakarka. And that's because nesina that's required by a get doesn't mamish have to be nesina. We find later on, famous Gemara, in Perek HaZorek, 77b, that if he's makna to her the ground, the chotzer, where there's a get, that's effective. Tosus explains, why isn't it tliki debachamel begabi akarka? The answer is, because the get came from the rishis of the Baal into the rishis of the woman, it's ki'ilu he gave it to her. So you don't need nesina mamish. It's enough that the husband is misabev, is that he generates this get entering into the rishus of the woman. And that's enough. Sagi b'mashi yisabev shiyakonis haget l'rishusa. And since by being makna to her the chatzer in which the get is placed, he is causing that the get should go into her rishus, it's not a tligitech me'agabi akarka. Ubi yoiser, we see this from the Gemara later on, in Azorek 78a, Orak l'chartzei v'shalafti mahani. Rashi explains, ikim l'mosnav, he moves his, twists his thigh, on which there is a get, in order to give her the get. That's not nesina mamish. It's just misabev that she takes it. And memela, that's enough. So if this husband makes the woman into a shliach laholocha, and then he says in the end, I want you to be a shliach lekabbalah, so he's the misabev that she should get the get. That should be enough. So there's no chisaron mitzadat of tligitech me'al gabe akarka. The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, in the sixth parak, in Halacha Yud Gimel, writes, Habal Sheshalach Get Liishto, Bo Shaliach Litlo Navalo Netalto, etc. Sheamra Lo Arei Ad Shaliach Lekabluli, Harei Zo Migoreshes, Misofik, Ad Sheyagi HaGet Liyodo, Umishagi HaGet Liyodo, Tiskarish Vadai. That a husband who sends a get to his wife, and the shliach comes to give it to her, and she doesn't take it. She says, you're a shliach to accept it from me. She's divorced misafik until the get comes into her hand. When the get comes into her hand, she's misgareshes bivadai. This is shaila in the Gemara in 63b. If there's a chisaron of lo chazer shlichus etzel abal. And in this the Rambam writes that when the get comes into her hand, she's definitely divorced. And the Magid Mishnah writes that this is Pashut. You're right, it could be that there's a Lo Chazer Shlichus Etzel HaBaal problem here, because he's turning into her shliach. But when she receives the get, then that's definitely enough. Because so if she got her get, however, the Taz in Ebene Ezer and Simon Kuf Memal of Sif Kotan Beis writes that this is a Tema Rabosi, because on the Tzadid there's a Chisaron. B'loi Chozer Shlichus Eitzel Abal Gam Kahai Gavna Harei Nekar Shlichuso. One second. If there's really a Tzad of Lo Chozer Shlichus Eitzel Abal is a problem in this case, so then the Shlichus was uprooted. He's no longer a shliach l'halacha. He became a shliach l'kabbalah. He can't go back and say to the Bala, Sishi Shlichuscha, as a Shlich Lo'olacha, because he turned into a Shlich Lekabala. And since the Shlichus was uprooted, the Shlichus Lo'olacha was uprooted, she's not getting the get from a Shlich Lo'olacha anymore. He's not her Shlich. He was uprooted. His shlichus labal was uprooted. So he can't say that I did your shlichus. Lo chazer shlichus etzel labal. So why is it so pashut that giving it to her helps? What about the problem of lo chazer shlichus etzel abal? So it would seem that it's tligitech me'al gabei akarka. If you understand, like the Achronim understand, that tligitech, that lo chazer shlichus etzel abal is a tligitech me'al gabei akarka problem. That's what the Taz says. However, based on what we explain, we can answer the kasha of the Taz, that when he transforms himself from being a shliach olacha to a shliach kabbalah, it's not a bittul of the shlichus lahalacha. It's a kiyum of the shlichus lahalacha. Because by this, he's misabev that the get should come to the Rishus HaYisha. And in this way, he's makayim the shlichus. So, if you hold that there's a lo chazer shlichus etzel abal problem here, because now the person's a shliach lahalacha, and therefore the get isn't a good get, in the meantime, because they can't go back as a shliach lahalacha because they were transformed into a shliach lekabbalah, but when she gets the get, then she's divorced. Because there was never a bittel on the shlichus laholacha. All there was an asiyah of kiyum ha-shlichus. And if this asiyah, this action of being mekayim the shlichus isn't effective, because of lo chazer shlichus etzel abal, so it could be effective differently when he actually hands it over to her. But you can't say that there was a bittel ha-shlichus over here, because that's the kiyum ha-shlichus. Saying that I'm going to be making him the shlich lekabbalah is kiyum hashlichus. So if that didn't work because of the problem of lo chazer shlichus etzel abal, but that doesn't mean that the shlichus la'olacha is batel. If he hands it over to her, so then he's mekayim the shlichus la'olacha that way. But there was never a bittel in the shlichus la'olacha. There was just a kiyum in the shlichus la'olacha. And if that kiyum wasn't effective because of lo chazer shlichus etzel abal, because he's no longer a shlich lekabbalah, he can't come back as a shliach lekabbalah, b'seder, but the shliach lekabbalah was never batal. And memela, when he gives it over to her, so that's causing her to receive the get. And that's memela when he gives it to her, so he's giving it to her as a shliach la'olacha, and it's effective mitzad that. So it would either be effective mitzad that there's a suffix, maybe him turning to a shliach lekabbalah is enough. But if you have an ancient lo chazer shlichus etzel abal problem, but this is never bittul shlichus, it was an attempt to be mekayim the shlichus. So you want to be that attempt didn't work, so be mekayim the shlichus by handing it over to her, and therefore she's divorced. But either way you look at it, there was no bittul shlichus, and memela, she's divorced. And the yisod that vareinu is from the sheet of the Beis Meir and the get mekusher cited in the Pischei Tshuva al Seder Aget Kuf Nundalot Tivkat Mem Gimel. That a shliach can't be mevatel shlichus. Only the baal could be mevatel shlichus. Unlike the Taz, who according to the Pischei Tshuva holds that he can be mevatel shlichus. And the question is, if she says to the shliach lolecha to be a shliach lekabbalah, according to the Tzad, that there's no chisaron of lo chazer shlichus etzel abal in this case, how's he mevatel shlichus lahalacha? So the answer is, like we said, that when he transforms himself to a shlich lahalacha, from a shlich lahalacha, shlich lekabbalah, that's not called bitul hashlichus. If you hold that he can't be mevatel the shlichus, that's not called bitul hashlichus. So he transforms himself to a shlich lekabbalah, and in the tzad there's no problem of lochaz or shlichus etzel abal, she's divorced. Because there was never a bitul hashlichus here. He doesn't have the power to be mevatel the shlichus. This is kiyum hashlichus, not bitul hashlichus. And if that doesn't work, making himself into a shlich lekabbalah, then al kopanim it should work to al kopanim it works to hand over the getter. So, we still want to understand the gather of Lochaz Shlichus Eitel Abal. So, the way we can explain it based on the Nesivus, in Reish Mem Gimel Siv Katan Vav, the Nesivus brings Tosfos and Nazir that a person cannot make a Shliach to be Mafresh Ischala when the dough is still flour, because you can't make a Shliach on Dover Shalom Balol. In fact, the Nesivus, so how does he make a Shliach to give and to write and give a get? When the get hasn't yet been written, how can he make a shliach to give it? It's a darvish aloba la'olam. Answers the Nesivis, whom itam da son shluch in lios kebal, the shluch shladim kamoso, v'nasa kebal mamish legari she'isha kilu yishta, v'isha iba olam, and kasvu v'tksu v'tznu alamana, ha'son kebal al sadeu litno b'matano le'mochra. So we see from the Nesivis that a shliach for gerishin is not just a shliach on the maisa gerishin, he's like the husband. So what it says, the son shluch in lios kebal, he's like the husband. Shluch shalden kamoso. So memela, al's husband, he's writing and giving the get. That he can do. Also with the sad, he says the same for you, becoming like the baal. So since the woman is ba'olam, it's a shlichos al davar sheba'olam, davar ba'al le'olam, and therefore it's effective. But you have to understand, how is it muchoch in the chiddush din shlichos begerishin, that the shlich becomes like a baal? Why don't we say that the maisa gerishin relates back to the baal, and therefore it's considered that the baal did it, but not that he's the baal? The Nesivus had to say a chiddush that he's the baal. Memela to davar shebaal le'olam. Can't say it's a davar shelo baal le'olam. Davar shelo baal le'olam is that there's no get. So how can he be told to write a get and then give it? How can he's being told to give the get when the get is a davar shelo baal le'olam? The answer is he's doing it al tzbal, and therefore you don't have the chisaron of davar shelo baal le'olam, because he's the baal kibiyachol, and he therefore is writing and giving the get, and she's baal le'olam. So shalom al Yisrael. But when the shlichus was made, the baal was baal le'olam, and the woman was baal le'olam, and when he's writing it as a baal, and everything was good. When there's a minui shlichus, she was baal le'olam. And it doesn't matter if there was no get, because when he writes it, he's writing it as the baal. And he's giving it as the baal. So you can't say the saying to give it as lo baal le'olam, because it's always lo baal le'olam. I mean, the baal is always the one who writes and gives the get. It doesn't bother us that he wrote it when before he gave it. He writes it and he gives it to her as a baal. The only problem is, if he wouldn't be like the baal, then when he's told to give the get and there is no get, then that's davar shelo baal le'olam. But he's doing it as the baal, so it's just like the baal did it. But how's this for chiddush muchrach? Why don't we just say that the ma'aser relates to the baal? And if the ma'aser relates to the baal, so it's like the baal did the ma'aser gerushin. Why do we mamish have to make him the baal? So, and then Nesivus and Siman Shin Memches, if gotten dal, it asks, according to Tosfos Shavuos Gimel Amud Aleph, that if someone's not a bar chiyuva, we say yesh lech dvar avera fiu akum. If somebody's not chayiv in the savera, so then we say yesh lech dvar avera, which means that there is shlichus and it goes back. It's mesiaches back to the mishalech. So that's Tosfos. So frekli nesivus, if that's true, why is amira l'akum on Shabbos only a shvus? It should be asur min haTorah. because the guy is not a bar chiyuva, and therefore yesh lecho dvar aver, he's doing it b'shlichusi, it should be min haTorah. And for the nesivis, that kach nira d'dafka aver shenasa b'Yisrael, shu mitzava alav mitzuva shehu mitzava alav mishaleach chayiv. Dafka aveira shenasa b'Yisrael shu mitzuva alav hamishaleach chayiv. That dafkan aveira that's done with a Jew who's mitzuveh, then the mishaleich is chayiv when he's not a bar chiyuva. But if somebody says to a goy, cook for me on Shabbos, the goy's allowed to cook on Shabbos, and there's no aveira, he's potter. So mela, we don't say by a goy that there's that he's a shliach yeshliach l'dvar aveira because he's not a bar chiyuva. Why? Because for the goy, it's not an aveira. Only by a Jew that would count. If the Jew is not a bar chiyuv, it goes back to the Jewish mishalech. But if the shlech is a goy, and if the goy would do this aveira, it's bechlal not an aveira, so then it doesn't go back to the Jew. But l'chayra, it's hard to understand the nesivis. If I die by the goy, there's no aveira. But the kasha was that the Jew should be chayiv al tshlichus. It's as if the Jew did it. So has the nesivis solved that by saying by the goy it's not an aveira, but by the Jew it is? And the goy is his shliach. So it would appear the beer of the nesivis is, as Morena Rabbi Abba explains, that it's pashut the chiddush din shlichus is not a chiddush in hilchas maisa. That it was said in hilchas maisa that it's considered the maisa of the mishalech. Like we find kocho kagufo, that's a chiddush in hilchas maisa. That something that's done by koach a person, it's like it was done with his actual body. That if we say this way, so why do we need especially alfusa for shlichus gabi kedushin v'gerushin? Like we see at the beginning, Gemara at the beginning of Ish Makadish. Why do we need specially alfusas for kedushin, for gerushin, for all chalosim? We need a special limud. Why don't we just say one limud, and from there we would learn that we have shlichus, and that's a gilui milsa, that in hilchas maisa, the maisa of the shliach is like the maisa of the mishalech, and memel, it always works. So from the fact that we need different yalfusas, and one size doesn't fit all, so we see from this that even after the chiddush din shlichus and hilchas maisa, it's still the maisa of the shliach, and the chiddush of din shlichus is the maisa, that in the hilchas maisa is the maisa of the shliach. It relates to the Shemesh Shalech mitzad the parish of Shlichus. And therefore we require the Chiddush Din of Shlichus by every din, b'dinei HaTorah, to be mechadesh, b'chol echad, Chiddush Din of the parish of Shlichus. We have to make sure that there's always the parish of Shlichus. You can't just say in Hilchas Maisa, it's his Maisa, because if it was in his Maisa, then why can't his Maisa always be one case you see that someone else's Maisa, the Shliach's Maisa is the Mishalech's Maisa, and Shalom al Yisrael. Must be in Hochas Maisa, it's not the Maisa of the Mishalech, but rather it's from the Parish of Shlichus, that because of the Parish of Shlichus, the Maisa relates back to, for that you need a Chiddush of the Parish of Shlichus. But who says you say Shlichus by Gerushin, maybe only by Kedushin? Maybe only then, maybe not by Truma. You need different Limudim. The Parish of Shlichus. Shemaisa Shebel Hochas Maisa, who Maisa Shliach, even though it's the mice of the shlich, it still relates back, and as per the parish of shlichus, back to the mishalech. And according to that, it would appear that since a mice, that's a mice of shlich, relates to the mishalech, we require that all the dinim that are needed for that mice should also apply to the shlich. It's the mice of the shliach. We need it to be mesiaches back to the mishaleach. So all the dinim that you need for that mice have to already apply to the shliach, like by a mice gerushin. We require that a mice shliach has to have a din of a mice gerushin. If by the shliach there's no mice din, the mice there's no din mice gerushin, then what's the mishaleach going to get? He's going to get a maisa that's not a maisa gerushin. If the shliach doesn't have ma'aser gerushin, whose shliach, whose ma'aser is it? It's the ma'aser of the shliach. It's not the ma'aser of the mishaleach. So if the shliach doesn't have a ma'aser gerushin, then when we relate it back to the mishaleach, it's not a ma'aser gerushin. It's not that the ma'aser is the mishaleach's ma'aser. It's the shliach's ma'aser that relates back to the mishaleach. And memela, if the shliach doesn't have a ma'aser gerushin and he does gerushin for the mishaleach, then the mishaleach is getting back in return a non-ma'aser gerushin, because the shliach doesn't have it. In hilchos ma'aser, it's the shliach's ma'aser. Just it relates back to the mishaleach, but for the shliach, it has to be a ma'aser gerushin. So according to this, we understand the nesivus that when a goy does malacha on Shabbos, it's not a malacha. It's not a chil Shabbos. So what does the Jew get back when he sends the goy to do chil Shabbos? He gets back a ma'aser of non-chil Shabbos. Okay, so we have an Issur Rabbanan, but it's not midaraisa, the ma'aser of the Jew. All the Jew is getting in this case when a goy does it for him is a ma'aser mutter, ma'aser shel heter. So Mitzvah Shem, in a future shir, I hope to discuss this more at length. So based on this, we can understand the nesivus that we require that the shliach holacha of gerushin will be kibal. That's what we said before, that the nesivus says that when it comes to gerushin, there's no problem of lo davish lo b'la'olam, because the person doing the gerushin is like the husband. The shliach is like the husband. Because we require that the ma'isa has to have a din ma'isa gerushin by the shliach, and if he's not like the baal, then there's no din ma'isa gerushin. When a man divorces a woman, it only has meaning if he's his wife, if she's his wife. I can divorce my neighbor from now until the next millennium, but it's a meaningless ma'isa. Not my wife. You can only divorce your wife. I don't recommend it, but. That's the only time it counts as a divorce is when it's your own wife. So if the shliach isn't kibal, then it's not a ma'aser gerushin. So then there's no shlichus here. So the only way we can come on to shlichus by gerushin is by saying he's kibal, and therefore his ma'aser is going to have a din ma'aser gerushin. That's what compelled the nesivus. That was, as they say in the Olam HaTorah, that was the echrech of the nesivus to say that he becomes mamish the baal. It's not that his ma'aser relates back to the baal. He has to be the baal, because otherwise his ma'aser is nishkin ma'aser. It's nothing. It's like the goy doing malacha on Shabbos. It's nothing. It's no malacha. So based on this, it would appear that we can understand the geder of ochazur shlichus etzel ha'baal. That it's true that by transforming the shliach l'kabbalah, a shliach l'olach into a shliach l'kabbalah, so through this, the baal is misabev, that it's going to be in her rishus. In other words, he sends it with her, and then he says, and then when you get to the base, then you become a shliach l'kabbalah. So yeah, he's misabev that it becomes hers. So that's considered a ma'aser nesin, as we already discussed. Because as long as he's causing it to go into a rishus, like a big makner or the chotzer, that's enough. But nevertheless, we require that it should be a ma'aser nesin, a mishliach sheish lo din baal. The ma'aser nesin has to be from a shliach who has a din baal. And here, b'sof ha'ma'aser, when the get comes into her hand, in other words, when there's a gemar ma'aser nesin, the shliach doesn't have a din baal, because he's no longer the shliach l'halacha. And it emerges then that there was no kiyum of the din nesina shel baal, and therefore it's not effective. And that's what it means, the lashon of lo chazur shlichus etzel ha'baal, that at the time that the shlichus was fulfilled, in other words, bigmar nesina, when the get comes into her hand, al shliach l'kabbalah, she can't go back and say asisi shlichuscha, because she's no longer the shliach l'halacha. And memela, bigmar hanesina, there wasn't a nesina of the baal, and therefore it's not effective. Lashon HaMe'iri in our sugya, in the name of the Gedolei HaRabbanim, the Hainu Rashi, Shekol Shlichus Tzarech Shebesha Shekayim HaKiyam HaShlichus Yeroi Lach Zorei Tzelabav Lomer Kiyamti Shlichus Shenishtalachti. Listen carefully, please. Etc. Ve'onon Be'inon Sha'af B'shas Kiyum HaShlichus Yehei Nikwa Shliach Veroi Lach Zorei Mitoras Shlichus. We need that even at the time of the Kiyum HaShlichus, he should be a valid shliach. So that's Mavur Lahedja, like we explained. We require that B'shas Kiyum HaShlich, sometimes B'shas Kabbalas HaGet, he's still going to be a shliach la'olacha. And he's not. Because she's not. Because B'shas Kiyum HaShlichus, she's transformed into a shliach la'kabbalah. And therefore she's not getting it from the Baal anymore. This isn't an asin of the Baal. By Gittin, there has to be an asin of the Baal. And here there's no asin of the Baal anymore. Because she lost her status as a shliach leholacha, which gave her the status of the husband. And now she's b'shas kiyum ha-shlichus. She's turning into a shliach lekabbalah. And what that means is there was no nesina of the Baal. B'shas HaKiyum. Because B'shas HaKiyum, she was no longer a shliach la'olacha, she's a shliach kabbalah, and that's not the husband. So that's one approach to this Lo Chazir Shlichus Etzel HaBaal. One ha'ara that one can possibly bring up is that then it's not about going back to the Baal and saying Asisi Shlichuscha. Shliach lo mikra la mishtalech mizel azesh roi lachzor eitzel shocho. Now this Rashi is saying something very clever here. You have to be roi lachzor eitzel shocho and say asishi shlichus chalachavercha. I did your shlichus. And she can't do that. She can't go back and say I did your shlichus. It seems that the problem is being able going back to him and saying I did your shlichus. That's the problem. Here he's saying there's a problem, there's a different problem. The problem is that she's not receiving the get from the husband. In this particular case of the woman turning from a shliach la'olacha into a shliach la'kabbalah, she's not getting it from the husband because b'shas kiyum ha'maisa she's a shliach la'kabbalah, which isn't anymore the Baal. Where did the Baal? The Baal disappeared. It turned into her, a shliach la'kabbalah. She was the Baal until now, but she's no longer. The issue isn't returning, going back to the Baal and not being able to say Asishi Shlichuscha. You see, there's a pagam in the Etzem HaMaisa. She didn't receive. It's not Lo Chazir Shlichus Baal. She didn't receive a get from her husband. Doesn't even seem like it's a pagam in the Shlichus. It's a pagam in the Maisa Nesinus HaGet. According to the Gemara, it seems like it's a pagam in the shlichus. Here it's a pagam in the ma'isa and it seems she didn't get the get from her husband. Anyway, ish harbe harbe maladaber al anosei hazeh. Be'ezer Hashem yizbarach, we will, mirtz Hashem, I hope very much expand upon this because this is big stuff, this Lo Chazir Shlichus Etzel HaBaal. We have to understand what's tzutzich dort and what's going on over there. Okay, so please stay tuned for more. And Torah is very, very broad. It's a saying in the Olamai Yeshivas, you can never shlug up a shtickle Torah, you can only make it longer. So that's a beautiful idea. That's always, you can always expand upon it and open up new vistas of thought. I thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, see this, the most beloved friends. And we should remember, Shesof davar, kol nishma, telokim yirav et mitzvotav shmor. כי זה כל האדם. שלום, שלום.